From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Bad news today for a league that was once hailed as a vanguard for women in sports. The Women's United Soccer Association, the WUSA, has shut down operations. The announcement comes just 5 days before the start of the Women's World Cup tournament that's being held in the United States. The Pro League was founded after the successful and popular Women's World Cup of 1999. We're joined now by NPR's Tom Goldman. And Tom, what happened today?
Well, John Hendricks, the founder and chairman of the WUSA, said there was a huge funding gap and a big shortfall in revenue, about $20 million. And he said that they just couldn't make that up with ticket sales and merchandise. And basically, they didn't have enough corporate sponsorship. It's a very tough economic times, and it's tough economic climate for corporate sponsorships. Hendricks said that he had been intoxicated by what he witnessed in the 1999 World Cup, just like a lot of people, and with all the sponsorship surrounding that event, he thought that would flow over into the league, and he admitted today he was wrong.
Yeah, this year some of the top players took pay cuts, and they weren't from multi-million dollar contracts either.
That's right. Yeah, from about 90,000 down to 60 or something like that.
And that included people like Brandi Chastain and Julie Fay. These are well-known names who obviously weren't doing that well. What impact might this have on the World Cup?
Well, it will be depressing and deflating. And you know, this already was kind of a star-crossed World Cup because it had been rushed over to the United States from China. There were the fears about SARS in China, so this was kind of hastily put together. The timing is dramatic, but Hendricks, the founder and chairman, said that they just couldn't go any longer. And you don't want to make this announcement during the World Cup. There are a lot of people who played in the WUSA who are in the World Cup. He also said there are a lot of people who worked for the WUSA who aren't in the World Cup, and they need to get on and find new jobs and get on with their lives. So they figured to do it today, there would be a little cushion before this weekend's start to the World Cup.
Here's a game that has tremendous popular participation, starting with little kids and up through women's high school and college sports. There are some very well-known stars. We mentioned Mia Hamm earlier. Why doesn't it translate into a successful sports league?
Good question. A couple of reasons. You have stars, Mia Hamm, Brandi Chastain, Julie Foudy, who are spread out throughout this league. So not every team is stocked like the World Cup team, like the national team. There are a lot of unknown players. And then an interesting thing that a soccer journalist told me recently, it may be overkill. We see so many kids playing soccer in this country, boys and girls, weekday practices, weekend games, and parents know all about that. And then with their off time, what are they going to do? They always going to go to pay money and go see a soccer game? So maybe a little overkill there, too.
Well, one quick last question. Is the Women's National Basketball Association in better health, or does it face similar problems?
I think it's in better health. It's had some problems, but it's in better health largely because it's it associated itself from the beginning with the NBA, which is a very strong, viable sports league, as we well know. And the WUSA did not do that. It had corporate conglomerates as its ownership, and they were they're looking for a return a little quicker than the WNBA. The NBA is in for the long haul.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, Robert.
NPR's Tom Goldman on the news that the Women's United Soccer Association has shut down operations.